podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Fan Team Fantasy Football Scout weekly video. My name is Az and I am joined by last year's winner of Fan Team. And I'm going to keep saying it every week, Josh, because, well, the way things are going, you're not going to win it this year. And neither am I. More on that in a bit. But how are you doing?
Oh, just let me have these next 34 weeks where you call me the former winner and then we'll never talk about it again. All right. I'm really good, thanks. How about you, mate?
I am very well. Yes, it's been stressful, a couple of weeks with this house move and all that stuff that comes with it, but looking like it's finally going through, so I can now turn my attention fully to trying to climb the ranks in Fan Team. Have to say, Champions League Fan Team is going extraordinarily well. We did obviously our videos the last 2 weeks, sort of mostly focusing on that, and something must have sunk in because I've got off to a good start. How are you doing on the Champions League game?
Still absolute rubbish on my side, mate. It's not my season this year. It's someone else's turn on all the formats, all right. But hopefully I can still dish out a bit of decent advice anyway, even if I don't listen to it myself all the time.
Well, absolutely. I mean, quite a few of the players that I brought in were off the back of your recommendation. I also went, I had Rayner in for ages, but then obviously he got injured, so I switched him to Bellingham. And that, he's looked like a man possessed at the moment. He's playing, in the attack, like a Foden type role, so he looks like a good pick.
And there was always this possibility with him because he's such a young player. I mean, he can be molded into anything he
absolutely
wants to be still. There's it might not be out of the question he ends up playing as a striker or something, what I mean, by the end of his career, because he's 19 years old, for God's sake. What a talent, isn't he?
Absolutely. But yeah, if you're not here for the Champions League stuff, don't worry, that's all we're going to say. We're going to move on to the Premier League main game now, and we're also going to talk about the weekly monster and some of our top picks for that. So let's just start with assessing how we're both getting on in the £1 million game, the main game.
So
this is,
I
know. So this is on the screen. This is my team that's doing best. It's Backman in goal, Trent, White, Diaz and Soufal, Salah, Greenwood, Benrahma, Antonio, Tony, and I bought Ronaldo in and captained him. So I'm up to 4,532 in the world, which means I'm actually in profit. So my main team is actually doing relatively okay, I think. 4-4-5 isn't too bad. And then I've got some other teams as well. So our team, Josh, the one we sub at the start of the season, is currently 16,000 in the world. I had another couple of teams that are kind of around the 18 to 25,000. And our late reg team, oh my God, our late reg team is currently 26,000 in the world. So we are struggling a little bit with the teams that we put together, and we did a bit of clickbait, didn't we? We said they were going to win the whole thing, and we're going to have to turn things around, aren't we, if we're going to see some returns from them?
Yeah, I think let's try and get some cashes, eh? That maybe let's look at it from that perspective for now, rather than a winning the whole thing sort of perspective. I think that might be long gone already
changing our targets after a few weeks. Yeah, I'm enjoying it though. I'm trying to play my main team kind of similar to my regular FPL team, so that I just makes it easy with the kind of management stuff. I've got a few different players in there, like Diaz and Backman, for example. You can't play exactly the same because obviously like Ronaldo's cheaper, so you've got a bit more money to kind of use it, play around with that, and there's, certain different price points. So, but yeah, I'm enjoying it. So that's my team. In terms of the moves I'm thinking of, we will probably talk about this in a bit more detail in a sec, but I'm probably gonna bank it this week. I think maybe move Tony out, but yeah, I think I'm all right.
I wouldn't move Tony, mate, not for a free transfer. It's just so much more valuable to have two next week, isn't it? And maybe even be able to do like a mini wild card or something, because we're gonna need the Chelsea boys at some point, aren't we? And that point is fast approaching, I think.
That's so, a very good point. Yeah.
Maybe just keep two for now and just you'll be all right. You'll need them in future weeks. So yeah.
Maybe Tony stays for a bit, yeah. So your best team, you've got Sarr in goal. You've got Trent, Dean, Cancelo, White, Mane, Salah. Mane is not doing as well as we hoped. Sarr, Suchek, Antonio and Jimenez. I mean, it looks like a good team. You said this team isn't doing very well. Where is it currently?
I think it's 8K, mate. 8K, yeah, I mean, right. I think it'd be about 1K if Mane had put away three of his chances last week of the 11 that he had. So, I mean, yeah, I think I don't know. it's so frustrating because he's getting so many chances that I think like he's an elite pick, but he just cannot finish. And I think this has been a problem for about a year and a half with him now. So he's still doing all right on the overall points. I think he's like fourth, fifth maybe for midfielders, which is still really, really good for 10 million. So I'm not too worried about him, especially not with the next two fixtures anyway. So
yeah, nice. Well, we're going to switch over to the monster stuff now and do the daily side. Then we'll come back to this and talk about our team, the team we're running together.
And I've got something spontaneous as well. Quickly, I've got one of my teams has got. I'm on wildcard this week, so maybe we could quickly put that in and show them what my wildcard team
is. Yeah, I mean,
would
it would
like.
Have been very helpful if you'd sent me that before we came live.
I've
on
only
air.
Just thought of it on air, to be honest. But yeah, if yeah you maybe you could me, like maybe you can like plug it in live on the site, you know what I mean? Something like that to show them.
Yeah, if you send it to me, I should be able to whack it in. I'm so resourceful these days at this type of thing. Okay, you know me. So we're gonna do the weekly stuff first. So the graphic on your screen, for anyone who doesn't know what this is, it's the every week, essentially, you look at game week five, look at the fixtures, which are on the screen, and you pick a team of 11 players in that you think are going to do the best. And if there's prizes and things like that. What's that? There's different entries, isn't there?
There's a €2, a 12-ish euro, it. And there's one that's about 10 times that I've never played before, because you know that's for the big ballers. So
63 pounds, yeah.
But I think it used to be like a €20 one. It's now just come down to a €12 one for the middle one. That seems like a really nice price point, I think. So
there's around 400 entrants into £10 into the £10 one. At the moment, obviously, that's going to increase. 5k if you win it. In the high roller one, which is £63 to enter, it's a bit different because it's currently only two entrants in that one, so not too many high rollers. But obviously, if you win that, then there's still a big prize pool. And the £1.68 one has got 1,000 entrants in, and a prize pool currently of £10,500. So you know, big prizes in these games, depending on how much you want to spend. But yeah, £1.68 is worth it, because you never know, you could just strike lucky, and especially with the tips that Josh is about to give you, you could end up winning some money. So advise that you check that out if you haven't already. So we're going to talk about that in a bit more detail right now. So I think the best thing for us to do is, I've got a couple of your teams that you've sent me over, you know, that you think are going to do well, but let's just go straight into trying to build a team for this. So let's take a look at the fixtures. I'll go back to the graphic. So we've got Burnley versus Arsenal, we've got Liverpool versus Palace, City v Southampton, Norwich v Watford, Villa v Everton, Brighton v Leicester, West Ham v United, and Spurs versus Chelsea. So what games there kind of stand out to you for this kind of like one game week? We've talked before about, you know, prioritising, doing double ups and triple ups on teams and trying to hit it that way. So what are the teams that you think could be in the running for the biggest points returns this week?
Yeah, this is quite a controversial one, I would say. The team that stands out to me most this week, I think, from both a defence, definitely from a defensive point of view, I should say, is Chelsea away at Spurs. Now, right. That sounds crazy. I know it does. But Chelsea is so good defensively, and Spurs just, I can't say they look a shambles, because they won their first three games out of four, but they were all pretty unconvincing 1-0 wins, other than maybe the Man City one, which, to be fair, they played really well in that game. But I can see Chelsea shutting them out. I can see Chelsea shutting most teams out at the moment, to be honest. And I noticed James and Alonso are really nicely priced again on this. So I think they're a nice way to maybe start building, or that's where I started building on one of my teams anyway. So
I benefited from the safety net in the Champions League. I had Laporte and Ake came in.
Yeah, that was a good one. I think all the Man City defenders scored the same in the end, in different ways, like Cancelo, Laporte, and
you wouldn't think a six-two loss would mean defensive returns, but everyone seen Diaz got an assist, didn't he? Cancelo scored, Ake scored. I have to say that the safety net element, and if you don't know what that is, we've explained it in previous videos. Essentially, means if you pick Reece James, like on the screen now. And he doesn't play, you'll get the next player on the list down. So there's no bench, but it means you effectively always have a starting squad if you pick sort of smartly. And yeah, I really, really like it, because you see your player not playing and you don't automatically think, well, that's that finished. Like, I'm going to get no points, get nowhere near it, because you've got a chance from the next player down the list. It's a really good addition, I think, to this game, the safety net.
I like with the safety net that you can put your team in on a Wednesday afternoon and you don't really need to check it again on a Saturday because even if whatever, like you say, Reece James isn't playing, you know you're going to get Alonso in, or if Alonso doesn't play, you know you're going to get the next one down, which is like Aspilicueta or something. Like, if you pick two Chelsea defenders and you're careful enough with the safety net, it means you can play it from like, you can do it on a Wednesday if you've got an hour spare on a Wednesday, you know what I mean? Which is great for someone like me who, I'm obviously on a Friday thinking more about my main teams, you know what I mean? My actual season-long teams. So to be able to put the safety net, the weekly teams in on either a Wednesday or even do it on a Saturday or Sunday after the on a Saturday after the deadline passes, is ideal for me. So yeah,
it means you're not rushing, like, you know, on the deadline, checking lineups and all that. Yeah,
you can do the prep on a Wednesday and then maybe you make a few tweaks just before the 3 p.m.s on the Saturday or whatever. But predominantly, you can prep most of it on a Wednesday or Thursday if you've got a spare hour or whatever. You know what I mean? I do it on the train sometimes, for example. So it's just like, it's a really easy thing to do. So yeah.
Yep.
What do you like from a defensive point of view?
Yeah, well, in terms of the fixtures, it's very difficult to argue with you about Chelsea, obviously, because they've got not just the defensive solidarity, but you've got the attacking returns. And the biggest risk with them in other games is the rotation, which doesn't matter in this weekly game because you know you're going to get another player on. So I'm putting James and Alonso straight in, really, I think. Going back to the fixtures, I mean, obviously the Liverpool Palace game looks to be a good one. Liverpool have got a brilliant record against Palace. Did you know Mane has scored 8 times in a row against Crystal Palace, and he will break the record if he scores again for the most consecutive goals against a single team?
That is a very good record, isn't it? I remember the last game quite fondly because it was the last day of last season, actually. So he got a little brace in that game, which was quite significant to the overall finish in the end. So
I'm going with Mane, definitely. Yeah, like, it's, you know,
I love it.
I wasn't too impressed with him in the last game, but he still managed to get the goal. Had loads of chances. His underlying stats are really good. He just seems to be making kind of the wrong options. But when you've got a record like that, there's surely got to be added motivation to break the record and get the goal. And eight in a row against Palace. It's just not. And you've got to think, you know, under Vieira, they're going to be a bit more open. I imagine they're going to go for it a bit more than they probably would have done under Hodgson. So yeah, I'd be surprised if this was the one out of the 9 games that he didn't score in. I mean, the other fixture here, I think that we have to tap into surely is Man City v Southampton, especially with the safety net as well, because it means we can pretty much guarantee ourselves some starters in that game, which arguably I think has the biggest potential in this whole list of games to be the high scoring for City. I mean, Southampton could turn up and frustrate. They played well against Manchester United and West Ham, for example, that we weren't really expecting them to. But you've got to fancy City in this one, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly it. So I think I came to the conclusion on this particular set of games that you want some Liverpool, you want some Man City, so you need to get some cheaper players around those because they cost absolutely loads. So like, if you're going to have some Liverpool and Man City, you need to like make up for it by finding some cheaper gems in other positions.
I mean, they are very expensive, the Man City players. You know,
exactly.
I'm just going to try and extend this a little bit so people can see the prices. One sec. See, I told you, I'm a technical whiz now.
Yeah, you've learned from like, I think it's from practice on the job, isn't it? I think, mate, to be honest. Like,
I've transcended into someone who has a vague clue of what's going on. It's probably where I found out that I haven't pressed go live or no one can see me in the chat. Because I can't see the chat because I've got this screen open. But yeah, anyway, the City players are really expensive. So, you know, Grealish is 14.6. Torres is down there at 14.2. Kind of the cheapest one is like Bernardo Silva at 13.5, but then if he doesn't play, you're going to be getting in probably Rodrigo. So I don't think it's worth going down to that. What do you reckon? What do you make of Man City? I mean, Gabriel Jesus is there at 14. Is there what attacking City player would you get? I think we've got to have one of them.
I went bang in the middle, I think, mate. I went with Grealish because I think he's got just enough of a safety net. But well, he's definitely got enough of a safety net. One of him, Torres or Gundogan, is definitely going to play, for example. Jesus has no safety net, does he, up front? That's the problem again. Like, it's always going to be his problem, I think. Like, you can just never pick him.
No.
Because as well as he's been playing, you wouldn't be surprised if Mahrez started one, would you? So, like, I think he's just not in play. Grealish, great pick, I think. Probably going to play. If he doesn't, you get Ferran Torres, which might be just as good.
Yep.
And then And then now we need to find some cheap players, mate.
We do.
We've spent about 28 million on two.
I know. Come on then, Josh. We've got our premiums in already. Who do you reckon then? Is there anyone in this you think's kind of underpriced going into this?
I think if you look at the forwards page, I think there's plenty of options for us to take there at like a really quite cut priced price, I think. Some that stood out to me were Jamie Vardy, away at your boys.
Yeah, 8.5. I think
that's a tremendous price for someone who's a premium asset.
Yeah, he always finds a way as well against us. Yeah, that's a great pick, 8.5. Yep.
The other one I really like, there's one in midfield, if you go back to that, Saar at 7, I think he is. I mean, he's got Norwich this week. Mm. I really think 7 million is a really, really kind price on fan team for Saar in midfield. As like someone who's literally enabling us to get these Liverpool and City guys as another example.
Nice.
And then other than that, do we maybe want to add like someone like a Trent or a Cancelo at the back? I know they're premium player picks, but you've got to think one of those will do well, don't you? For example, maybe even both. But
I mean, just
budget stretches.
To a couple of names that stand out for me on the forwards page as well, under 10 million, are Aubameyang 9.8, obviously away at Burnley, Ings 8.9, but also Watkins 8.8. I thought Watkins was excellent against Chelsea. Very unlucky not to score. I wonder if we've got Dier back. It could be a bit of a pick to go for one of them.
I've got one more on the other side of that game. I think Richarlison at 8 million is ridiculously cheap.
He'll be on the Pens as well.
Pens, 90 minutes. He's going to be leading the line, maybe with Rondon, maybe not with Rondon. So we'll see about that. But yeah, I think he's a lovely price this week.
Yeah, there's some good options up front for less than 10 million in this.
Yeah, that's what I ended up doing. So reluctantly, I ended up missing out on Lukaku this week, I think, even though he's sort of 10-7 or something, I think he was. Just because I wanted to fund the rest of my team by picking the likes of Budget, Richarlison, Vardy, and someone like Danny Ings, like you said, as like free strikers who like are funding the rest of your team basically somehow, which seems incredible to me.
But I think that's what we do. I think Lukaku is obviously tempting, but I think we stick with these guys, sort of around the 9 million, and we use that money to pour into the rest of it. I mean, we need. We've got 29.3 left. So you mentioned in defence, someone like Cancelo.
Yeah. So I mean, how many spots we've got left? 3 for 29, is that right? Or
2, 4, 6, 7,
maybe 4. Yeah.
So we've got two more to fill for 18 million, basically.
That seems good. And one of them has to be a goalkeeper. So we could maybe find someone a bit cheaper there maybe as well. And then spend up on the last slot or something like that.
Yeah, who do you reckon in goal?
Personally, I really liked Nick Pope, mate. I know it sounds crazy, but I think he's like 5'7" against an Arsenal team that aren't performing so far. That seems really cut price to me, especially when Leno on the other side was 7'9", I think he was, and there's talk he might be back in the team this week. So I think Nick Pope, was he 5'7"?
He is 5'7". That's extremely cheap, isn't it?
So if you have him, you can just pick, or not whoever you want in the last slot, but you can definitely have a really nice pick in the last slot, you know what I mean? So absolutely. I think maybe that's a good idea, to be honest. Like he'll rack up saves if nothing else, won't he? So, and if you hit the jackpot with the clean sheet as well, then I think we might have a close to a winning entry here. So yeah.
So that gives a close to, you said it.
Famous last words. Let's just keep saying it till it works.
I mean, it gives us 12.3 to consider. I mean, we haven't talked about Ronaldo. Obviously, we're kind of going without him because we've got our cheap strikers up front. So
you could have Trent for 12.3, right? Is that right? Or even less?
Who, sorry?
Trent.
We could go for Trent. Yep. Trent's up there. I'm looking at midfield. I mean, we could have Greenwood, for example, 11.9. I think I'd rather have Trent, though. I think you're probably right.
Yeah, what a fixture for Trent it is at home. Like, I mean, so in our team, we've got two Man City and two Liverpool, which was actually something I wasn't able to build when I was building them myself. So I'm starting to like this one on the screen.
We do them live. So we've got Pope in goal, James, Alonso, Cancelo, Trent. I mean, amazing defence. Mane, Grealish and Saar, and then Vardy, Richarlison and Ings. Super solid.
Oop. I'm just looking at the chat. Sorry, mate. There's a few questions, so I'll go from.
Yeah,
the top.
Sure. If you can handle the chat, I can't.
There's literally loads on here.
Come on then.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get to a question. There's loads of comments. You see, I'm just sifting through. Gray or Decore, 90-minute man or goal getter is the first question. That's from David.
So what do you think? Let's have a look. So Gray's 7.8, Decore's 6.8. So there's a million difference in it. My answer is the same as it is in regular FPL anyway. I don't think Gray is going to carry on scoring. He's had three goals from three shots. Decore, I genuinely think, is a better option than Gray. I think we might... The only issue with Decore is when the fixtures start getting a bit tougher, we might see him dropping back deeper. But we haven't got to worry about in this. He's going to still be playing in that kind of 10 role against Villa. So not Decore for me, and a million less, definitely.
Till Calvert-Lewin's back, he's going to play further forward, I think.
Yeah, and in the regular Premier League game as well, I'd still pick Decore.
Yeah, Lynn asked if Bowen at 6.9 might be worth a look. I believe that's for the... Is he 6.9 on this weekly monster? I think he probably is, right?
Yeah, he probably is, yeah. 6.9. I mean, he's probably going to be playing out of position, right? Because Antonio's not there. But it's United. Like, what's his upside? Like, he can get a goal. They're probably not going to get a couple. I mean, they're going to be a weaker side without Antonio in the team anyway. If it was a different game, if it was an easier game, I'd be all over it. But against United, I'm not convinced. What do you reckon?
I think this is the week to go for him, if anything. But yeah. I think I prefer Saar at 7. Yeah,
I'm not massively sold on Saar. By the way, I'm not sold on Watford. I think Norwich are going to win this game, and Saar's been quite disappointing. So,
wow, I'm surprised you think Norwich are going to win. I mean, maybe this is their week, but yeah. I really like
both of the
90 minutes penalties. He's a fan team. He's a fan team gem. I think he fits this game perfectly rather than FPL. I think. So. Mm. FPL Trixie asked if Saar's a good option. I think yes. As thinks no. Yeah. There we go. and then there's someone asked if they should start Christensen or get in Ben White. I think I know which I would answer to that. But what do you think, Az?
Well,
I'd start Christensen or buy Ben White.
I'd start Christensen.
I would as well. There we go.
He should start. I think Christensen is part of kind of the first choice defence of Chelsea. I think Thiago Silva is going to come in for the odd game, and it's hard to predict when that's going to be. But I think generally speaking, it's going to be Christensen, Rudiger and Azpi, right? That's it's such a solid back three. It really is. I mean, Christensen has come on so much since a couple of years ago. You know, he kind of came onto the scene and was quite good, but he was always quite injury prone. And I think he used to make a few mistakes and stuff, but he's massively improved as a player. I really rate him. Really, really, really good player. I'd definitely be starting Christensen. Yeah.
And then the final one, I think it's a bit of a tougher one. This one is TAA worth 1.5 more than Van Dijk? I think this is a really interesting one for the season long game because I think, do you go for the value and put more money into the likes of Lukaku and Ronaldo that we need, or do you go for the trusted both ends of the pitch, Trent Alexander-Arnold? What do you think, Az?
It's exactly the same as FPL. I just don't think you can go without Trent. He's just too good. He's delivering everything you could possibly want and more, wrapped up in a beautiful 7.5 package. I know Van Dijk's a good option, but he's not going to get close to the points that Van Dijk is going to deliver this season if Trent carries on the way he is. He's so advanced. He's creating so many chances. He's dropping into midfield and more and you know, creating things from there. He's evolving as a player sort of in front of us, and I just don't think you can ignore it. He's too good.
Yeah, so the way I'd answer that one is because I built quite a few teams with just Van Dijk, for example, I wouldn't make the move from Van Dijk to Trent, I don't think. I think I've sort of made my bed in the ones where I've already got Van Dijk and already got three Liverpool, for example. But if I was buying one now, I would buy Trent, I think, still, especially for the next two games, because these could be great games from both an attacking and a defensive point of view. So you want both ends of the spectrum, if you can.
And that's why we've got Trent in our monster team that we're doing now. We've kind of jumped around a bit. We're going to obviously come onto the Premier League game in a second, like the season-long one. Let's just finish off the monster one. So that's the team that we've kind of put together. I'm probably going to take Saar out behind your back after this. It's my £1.60, whatever it is. So,
yeah. Who will you put in, do you reckon?
Yeah, good question. We've got about 7.5 for a mid. Let's have a look just before we move on. 7.5. I mean, it might end up being Saar if there's no one else.
Suchek 6.8. I mean, again, I think I'd rather Bowen for 6.9 this week, to be honest, with that comparison.
To be fair, there isn't a huge amount, is there, of options?
It's just if you wanted to move an extra defender on again rather than Saar, maybe you can find someone for 7.
No,
there,
I think you're right. I think it probably is Saar in this bracket, just looking through the list. Decore's there at 6.8. who I do like. But a tougher game against Villa. Nah, we'll stick with Sar. Go on, I'll trust you.
Just view him as like a pure enabler to enable the other 10 players, because the other 10 look pretty tasty to me, mate, to be honest.
Cucurella's a mid.
Yeah, yeah. On fan team, he is. On FPL, he's a defender, right?
Yeah. Interesting. Right, let's just take a quick look at your monster teams that you sent me. So you've gone for Leno in goal, which is a hell of a risk, given that he probably won't play. Will he? He's going to be
Ramsdale. It's the safety net. He's got Ramsdale under him. That's if Ramsdale was more, I'd have Ramsdale, you see.
I forget about these things. Yes, this is why you're here. James, Alonso, Tierney, Grealish, Sarr, Mane, Saka, Vardy, Ings, Ronaldo. So yeah, so this one's sort of got quite a few players that we picked in the one just now. But you've got Ronaldo up front, which is not bad.
Yeah. So that was the one that we sort of didn't talk. We just didn't talk about him for whatever reason. And he's a pretty important player to miss out.
Quite good, isn't he?
On this one, yeah, I thought I'd have him in this one. He's quite kindly priced. I think he's like 12.4. Is it? Is that right?
12.4.
I'm just guessing the price. I'm on a bit of a roll.
You've got them all right. All the ones. Yeah, you no.
It's because I've just looked at the game. I think it's quite fresh in my mind. But I think it's fine to go without him this week. Fine to go with him just because the Liverpool and City fixtures are so good. Maybe they can like match him just on a fixture point of view, but in terms of a player point of view, I don't think there's many better than Cristiano, is there? My thoughts on the Arsenal-Burnley game, I think it's going to be a really tight game. That's my thoughts. I think it's going to be 1-0 maybe either way. So I think on this team, I went for the double Arsenal defence, but then on the one we built, I went for Pope in goal. So I think both ways are fine on that one, and you just got to try and get lucky with your cheaper players. And Tierney's very attacking, isn't he? So
yep. Yeah, a couple of questions in the chat because I can see it now because I'm not sharing my screen. A few people asking about Mane over Salah. Where is Salah? This kind of thing. I mean, firstly, you've got to be a bit different to try and get to the top, I think. And in case you missed it, Mane has 8 goals in 8 games against Crystal Palace and is chasing the record for the most consecutive goals against a single club. I can't think of any better reason to get a player in than Mane, and I don't think we can afford to get Mane and Salah. That's my reasoning. And clearly, you've gone for Mane. You didn't even know about that record, so surely that strengthens him even more in your thoughts, right?
No, to be honest, mate, Salah's a much better finisher than Mane. I'm never going to dispute that.
That's but no question.
I think this season, Mane has looked more involved in the final third, especially than Salah has. Now, The difference is Salah needs 2 chances and he'll guaranteed get 1 goal almost. Not every time last season, but that's what it seems like at the start of this one. He just puts away his chances. Whereas, as I said last week, Mane had 10 shots last week against Leeds and a good 6 or 7 of them were before the red card as well, by the way. He was just all over them for the whole game. And I just think if he keeps up anywhere near that level, he's got to have a game where he gets a brace or something, and there's no reason why that couldn't be this weekend, I think. So
I think
that's my thoughts.
Well, we saw it in the last season, didn't we? Liverpool v Palace. Everyone was on Salah captain. Few brave people went for Mane, and he delivered spectacularly 2 goals. And someone like Mark, for example, it really rescued him from a 6,000 finish to a 2,000 finish, something like that. But for me, it would have got me into the top 100,000 if I'd been brave and done that. He's a tricky player to predict, Mane. He never used to be. He used to be much more consistent than he is now. Feels like his form's dipping a little bit for the last couple of years, whereas Salah just seems to be getting better and better. But for a one-off game, that's why we picked him. So your second team has got Salah. So your second team's got Schmeichel, 6.9, so he's cheap. Double Liverpool defence, Trent and Robertson. Double Chelsea defence, Alonso and Rudiger. And then Salah, Mount, Sarr, Ronaldo, Richarlison, Vardy. So you're keeping that Richarlison and Vardy, you know, kind of front two. They're the ones you see the value in, right?
I didn't have Richarlison in the first team. I had Ings instead, by the way. Mm. So I did just switch that up from first team to second team. But I like that. The one on the first team I'm really unsure about is Saka, by the way, going back to that one quickly. But I couldn't really see anything around the price point, the same as you had with Sarr. So I've just left him in, but I might well change that one. On the second team, the Liverpool double defence. As I say, it could conceivably be the ideal scenario is it's like 4-0 and they both get an attacking return as well. You know what I mean? Something like that. And then I think we're really quids in with Robertson and TAA. But I love the double Chelsea defence. Richarlison, I think, is really cheap as well. So what do you think about this one?
Yeah, I like it. I do like the idea of the doubling up on teams. I mean, that is what helped me out in the Champions League game was, you know, I went hard on like City, Chelsea, Atletico, and they all sort of came in. I think Atletico, did Atletico keep a clean sheet? Can't remember.
Yeah, they did. There was a goal disallowed in the last second. There was never ever a disallowed goal.
But yeah, so that's what I did. I kind of focused on those three teams. And okay, I got away with it with City because they conceded twice, but all the players kind of came in. So yeah, I do definitely like that tactic. I think I prefer the first team, though. The first team you've got with James Lawrence, I like Tierney there. Grealish, I prefer Mane, for example. Yeah, I mean, and I like Saka as a bit of a punt. I don't think he's going to be too highly owned going into this. So, yeah, I like it. No, they're both good. They're both very good.
Yeah, the thing with Mount in midfield in the second one is he's got a safety net of Havertz. Now, I think one of those is really likely to play out of the two. And if you go a bit down, you'll get someone on from Chelsea. It won't be. It might not be an amazing pick, but Mount and Havertz, I think one of those two will play. So,
yep.
Yeah, they cover each other.
Cool. Right, let's turn our attention to the Premier League game. So this is the season-long game. Our team is on the screen, as I mentioned. It's not doing very well. It's 15,926 currently in the world, mostly because we didn't start with Antonio. I think that was our biggest downfall. Again, Mane, we thought was really cheap, but hasn't really delivered. He's been okay, but hasn't gone crazy.
He's got 3 goals in 4 games, by the way. He's done pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, he's all right.
Okay.
Like, I think that's great for 10 million, to be honest. But he needs to keep it up these next 2 games. It's really important that he keeps it up.
Maybe I'm being a bit harsh. Yeah. I mean, Ward-Prowse hasn't really done too much. Traore, we've got, hasn't done anything. Tony's been fairly disappointing. So, yeah, we've got a few. But anyway, it's Batman in goal. It's Trent, Tierney, Soufal, Mane, Ward-Prowse, Salah, Traore, Suchek, Tony. And I made the move for Ronaldo for us. So what do you reckon on this? Where do you think we need to go? It doesn't look like we've got too many problems. I think majority of our players have got quite good fixtures. Tony's the one there that stands out to me as we probably need to address at some point because the fixtures turn really, really rough for Brentford.
Have we got one FT on this team?
We have got...
I presume we've got one because we've got Ronaldo in,
yeah,
them.
Yeah, we've got one, yeah.
So that's, I'd just roll this. I think it's an easy, I know that's boring, but I think Tony could be like the hole where you put Lukaku in a few weeks. You know what I mean? Like, so you throw Tony in the bin, get Lukaku and downgrade something else somewhere. Maybe it's Mane who does go at that point to fund Lukaku. Mm. You know what I mean? But I think Tony can stay just about for now. Ward-Prowse isn't ideal against Man City, but he did score a penalty against them last year, which just shows that sort of thing can happen in a one-off game. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
I'm happy to just roll this week. I think we're in a much stronger position than a lot of other people this week, actually. Because a lot of teams have got Antonio and DCL, for example, to deal with for a start. So
we avoided that. Yep.
I think that's a pretty easy roll, to be honest. And then we can do something really fun next week. We'll promise them we're going to do something really fun next week.
Yeah. Like, so tune in next week where we'll make a load of moves. So what about Soufal, Veltman or Eiling? Who plays?
Definitely not Eiling. He's going to be playing centre-back this
Eiling.
Week.
Eiling, sorry. I get told off for my pronunciation of
I just copied you there. I just followed you in there.
Yeah. Eiling.
Yeah, so I wouldn't play Eiling. He's going to be playing centre-back this week and they do not look good defensively. I don't think I'd be comfortable playing him until they look a bit better defensively, which without 3 first-choice centre-backs, I'm not sure that's going to happen this week.
Yeah,
I really like Soufal as well, to be honest. I think that could be fine in that game, but I think it's Veltman, yeah. I think Veltman's good.
Yeah, I guess the thing with Veltman is he might end up at centre-back with Webster out, potentially. So, yeah, we'll have to monitor that. Okay, so let's talk about a couple of other players who people are considering quite a lot this week. I mean, Bamford's being talked about quite a lot. Obviously, Leeds have got a good fixture run coming up. He comes in at 7.5, so he's a bit cheaper than in FPL. Richarlison. Rafinha's more. On this, he's one of the few players who's actually more on fan team than he is in FPL. He's 7.5.
Yep.
So, who do you prefer out of those two players if you were going to pick a Leeds player?
I honestly think it just depends on people's structures at this point. I think there's two factors to consider because I'm assuming in these situations most people are trying to replace DCL or Antonio, right?
Yep.
Because that's the most common problem people are going to have. If you haven't got Ronaldo, I think it's a really nice excuse or reason to like move DCL out and get Ronaldo and fund it by downgrading something else in your team. So I think that's a really nice thing to do, in which case that might mean you do Bruno to Rafinha in midfield, which is something I've done on a lot of my teams, for example. So it's just so happened I've landed on Rafinha in those.
Yep.
But if you've already got Ronaldo, then I would think I would just do DCL to Bamford. So I wouldn't mess around with Rafinha because I don't think many people are going to have these midfield problems this particular week. But if you have got a midfield problem for whatever reason, then Rafinha is also a really, really good.
We're going to see a lot of people moving for Bamford, aren't we? From Calvert-Lewin and from Antonio. He's easy to get. So he's going to be a very, very popular option in fan team, I'd imagine.
Other ones to consider possibly are Richarlison and Jimenez, I think, as replacements for DCL.
Do you want Richarlison long-term, though?
I mean, I'm a sucker for Richarlison. He's one of my favourite players. He's so good at football. I think he's so good.
It's his attitude, though. His temperament and his ability is unquestionable. He's a fantastic player. He's got so much talent. But I think he's going to like being the main man with Calvert-Lewin out. But as soon as Calvert-Lewin comes back in, he's probably just going to sulk again, isn't he?
I have a feeling we get three fixtures out of Richarlison, probably, because I think it's international break again after week 7. So I think DCL will probably be back after the international break. I'd imagine they don't play him for the next 3, and then he comes back fresh and firing in week 8. So I think 3 weeks. I think that's enough to have like someone who's probably going to get 90 minutes, is on penalties, and he's leading the line for Everton in 2 out of 3 really quite decent fixtures. So I don't think it's bad, but I also think Jimenez is really good, and I also think the aforementioned Bamford is amazing as well. Now that his hamstring is no longer pinging, I think he's pinging. All right, so.
That's it. Yep. Yeah. So the final topic we're going to talk about is Ronaldo and Lukaku. So it'd be good to know if you were picking one sort of going forward, which one would you go for? And have you tried experimenting with fan teams with, because this is the thing, I mean, there's a lot of question marks around, can we have both and Salah and Trent? Should we just go with one? Can we drop whoever? Well, in fan team, you can kind of experiment and do them all and see which one comes out as the best if you've kind of got different teams. What are your thoughts on it? What for your main kind of teams, the ones that you think are going to do best, would you go with all of them? Because Ronaldo's a little bit cheaper, isn't he, than in FPL? Or do you think it's worth keeping the premiums down to kind of 2 so that you can strengthen the rest of your side?
So for the next 2 weeks, I've prioritised Ronaldo. I've made that as a conscious decision. Whilst Lukaku could do well at Tottenham and he could even score against Man City, I think no one's going to captain him. So I think it can't hurt me too much over the next 2 weeks, Lukaku. Mm-hmm. However, my plan was initially to get Ronaldo till week 7, then move it to Lukaku. I was going to just use the money in Ronaldo and just move it straight to Lukaku. I thought that was just nice and simple. It played itself. But if Ronaldo keeps performing, there's no way I'm selling him, to be honest, which means I've got to get both, basically.
I've got
to find the money elsewhere. This might be a nice segue to bring us onto the wildcard team I sent you on WhatsApp, actually.
Yep. Let me see if I can get that on screen, if I can.
So I've got quite a few premiums in that team, which leaves it a bit bare bones in other areas, but I think it's worth it to have both. I want to know your thoughts, actually. It's quite a live reveal kind of thing for you.
It is. Well, it's even more of a live reveal because I'm having to put the graphic in live as well. So bear with me 2 seconds. You're going to have to talk through the bench. I can't get that in as well. This screen grab you sent me, Josh, is awful.
There's work to improve on my side on sending screenshots, I think, that's for sure.
So your wildcard team for podcast listeners is Sarr in goal, Azpilicueta, Richie and Semedo. And then Mane, Salah, Jota, Sarr, Pookie, Lukaku and Ronaldo. So you've gone with the 2 heavies up front and Salah. No Trent in this wildcard team side. Pookie's in there. I mean, I don't like it. That's my first thoughts.
What do you think? I mean, do you think it would look significantly better if I moved Jota to Trent and then had like another fodder midfielder? Do you think that would look way better just straight away?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
or Mane to Trent even.
The front 3 of Liverpool is a hell of a, I mean, it's a ballsy move, isn't it? Going with all 3 of them. I'm not convinced we need all 3. I think Trent, it's not even my team, it's completely yours. I think you need to have Trent in there. I would lose one of Mane or Jota to make that happen. I think you're probably right. It probably would be Jota and then go with one of the other ones. Because there's options, right? There's options around the kind of the mid-price midfielder bracket.
If I did Jota to Trent, I would only have 4-5 for a midfielder probably, because I'd have to lose one of my 4-5 defenders. So I'd just be flipping it round basically, because Jota's the same price as Trent. So would it be better to lose Mane and have one of those mid-price midfielders that you talked about maybe and have the 2.4 extra kind of thing to use it there? Or My problem is none of the mid-price midfielders really inspire me that much at the moment to bring in anyway, because I don't want to bring in Ward-Prowse ahead of Man City. I don't want to bring in Souček at all at the moment, really. I just think like he's a bit deeper at the moment. But and the others, I mean...
I will just show your bench, because I think it's interesting. So your bench isn't... You've got some options on your bench. You've got Rudiger there ready to come in. Because I had question marks over Richie and why the hell he's in the team. But obviously you've got Rudiger that can come in. Ayling is there as well, even though you said you don't like him. And then Bash. So Pukki is going to be what? A starter every week for you? So you're going to be starting Pukki and Sarr every week?
Yeah, I mean, they've both got good fixture runs. I mean, I'm just playing them purely as 6 million players. Like, that's the sacrifice you have to make, like as I mentioned, when you have the 4 premiums on Fanteam, by the way, which is like, I mean, people are struggling to get 3 premiums in on FPL, right? Like the teams don't look great around the edges. But this team's got 4 premiums and 2 Chelsea defenders and triple Wolves, sorry. Yeah, like, and all those, I think, are really good things.
Mane sticks out like a sore thumb here. Surely, because of some of the other players you've got, like Pukki and Sarr and Richie, you downgrade Mane, get Trent, and then use that money to strengthen Pukki, for example. Up to Bamford. You could do Pukki to Bamford and Mane to Trent, can you?
That's what I think I can end up doing. So if I did Mane to someone like Souček in that price range, I could do Matt Ritchie or Ayling, preferably. I think I'd do Ayling to Trent, and then I could do Pukki to someone like Richarlison.
Yeah.
Or even... like, because he's 7 on this game now. That seems too cheap to me. Like 7 million. I mean, he's 7.4 or 7.5 on FPL. I think 7. I think that's hitting the right price point for over the next sort of 3 weeks. I think
because you've effectively got 4 premiums in this side, right? You've got Mane, Salah, Lukaku, and Ronaldo.
Exactly, and that's the angle I wanted to take. But I think because Jota will become a problem in a few weeks now. My opinion is Mane is pretty nailed in this team. Like I think it's between Firmino and Jota that normally rotate, right?
Mm.
When Firmino's back, Jota is going to be in and out of the team, and he's definitely going to be subbed off every game at best, sort of thing. So I'm wondering, do I just chuck that now? Do I swap that to Trent and then have an extra 4 or 5 midfielder? But it's not great to be starting. But I'm probably going to be playing 4-3-3 in this team. If I end up doing that, because I'll play Trent over Jota basically, and then keep the lineup the same basically. So
yeah, it's a bit of a weird one. To me, I just don't think there's enough of a difference between Trent and Mane to justify 3 million, and the rest of your team being having to make sacrifices anywhere else. But I mean, personally, you're the winner of it, so you know better than me. But I wouldn't ever consider doing that on FPL, for example, and I'm not sure that it's worth doing here. But yeah, it's interesting. It's very interesting that on Fanteam you can almost build a 4 premium team that doesn't look absolutely dreadful, whereas imagine trying to build this team on FPL. You would, you know, building one with 3 premiums is bad enough, let alone sticking a 4th one in too. You just wouldn't be able to do it. So yeah, it's very, very interesting to look at. I'll just take some questions from the chat just before we go. RJ964 agrees with me. It's easy to get 3 premiums in Fanteam and have a solid team. 4 seems overkill. Nick Sharp agrees with that as well. Oh, Jack's in the chat. He can get lost. Hungry for more bench. Ben Rama's interesting, wasn't it? I mean, lots of people have got him. What do you make of, if you had him and you didn't have any other fires to put out, do you think he's one that could probably go, or would you give him a few more weeks?
Oh, my concern is there's just, as we've seen on the weekly monster game, we've seen on this game, there's such a lack of options around there at the moment. I think you've got Rafinha, but he's like a good million and a bit more, I think, than Benrahma. So you've got to find that money somewhere if you go in that way. But other than that, I mean, I know you like Greenwood. I mean, again, that's another 1.5 million, I think, you've got to find. I like Sarr, but I know no one else does, so I'm not going to tell people to do Benrahma to Sarr.
It's just Watford in general. Watford in general just do not look good. I mean, they looked good in the first game against Villa, and since then, they were, you know, completely outplayed by Brighton. They played Spurs, and Spurs only won 1-0, but had chances, and they, I don't know. And then you know, they've played other games and not looked the part at all. And I just worry that they just haven't got enough to really compete. And I think Norwich don't either. And I think this game between Norwich and Watford is, you know, we talk about a relegation 6 point and all that, but it really is, because I don't think either of those two sides have enough to really threaten. You look at Brentford, for example. Every game I've seen a Brentford play, they're attacking well, their defensive numbers are good, they've got, you know, a goal scorer up front in Tony, who hasn't quite hit the ground running, but surely will start to. They're not reliant on him, though. They're getting points and picking up points with some of their other players. So to me, they're just far above Norwich and Watford at this stage. But yeah, if Watford are going to start, they obviously need Salah to start doing stuff. So I guess that's what you're banking on, right?
The other thing is Bemrama. I mean, could you move him to one of the cheaper Everton midfielders? That's the other thing. That's the latest craze I know at the moment. That they are quite cheap, to be honest, like at 5.7 and 5.8. Yeah, yeah. I think they are.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're fair enough. I think if you really have a strong view that those Everton midfielders are better than Bemrama, but I'm just not convinced. I just think they'll all score about the same.
Yeah, over that's what I think.
Next 3 or 4 weeks, yeah. So like, I'd just hold Bemrama and save the transfer.
Yeah, I think you know, after a couple of game weeks, we're going to see fire sales of all the West Ham players because their fixtures turn massively. But they come out of United into Leeds and Brentford, and I'm going to be going into that with Soufal, Bemrama, and Antonio, and I'm happy to have all three of them for those two games. After that, then it's a different story. But I completely agree. I don't think we're going to see huge differences in scores between these 6 million options. And it almost feels a bit of a waste of a transfer to be using it to switch between them. And this is one of the things Mark and I talked about, was the trouble is when you go for like having three or in fan team four premiums, you're sticking with them. So the only players you're transferring in and out are these really cheap like midfielders who are all going to score around what, 110, 120 points, like if you get it right. So yeah, I personally think it's not the way to do it. And it's better to be juggling sort of a 7 or an 8 million midfielder when players like Jota, Greenwood, Torres, these are the ones that are going to potentially give you bigger returns.
The other team who has a really bad fixture swing, and I only spotted it earlier this week, is Man United. Now, I think from week 7 or 8, I think the fixtures go awful, and they're like back to back to back to back as well. Now, this is going to be a real test of if Ronaldo is fixture proof, yeah. I think. So I think there's going to be like a really big swing on those that go without or sell him and those that just keep him through the run, because whichever side of the coin of that comes out well, I think that's going to make a big difference on your rank this season. And to be honest, it's another reason why you shouldn't really be worrying at this point, because even identifying something like that as one potential way in which you could make or lose points, there's so many big swings to come throughout the season. And like, yeah, I think I'll be selling all my Man United assets other than Ronaldo, yeah, to be honest. And even then, it's a question mark. I'll probably do some teams, Ronaldo to Lukaku, just to get rid of it. So we'll see how he performs next 2 weeks anyway. But I've got the likes of Maguire, Pogba, Greenwood, Bruno. I think they'll all be going when that fixture run happens in a few weeks. So that'll be a source of money to use elsewhere in my team, I think.
Yeah.
So.
I think I'm happy to hold Greenwood. I think the this is the thing. I think if United and Chelsea's fixtures and Liverpool's as well were all good for like the next 6-7 weeks, then I think the three premiums would be a much better option, because you could switch the captain round, you know. But when United's fixtures as bad as they are, I mean, the tricky thing is going to be if Ronaldo gets a brace in the next two games, you're not going to want to sell him. Because my plan is to move Ronaldo down to Lukaku for game week 7 on pretty much every fan team I've got in my Premier League team, France Premier League team, you know. But if Ronaldo continues to score heavily, then it's going to be a very, very reluctant. And that's when I think I probably need to use the wild card to kind of keep him in. But if United continue to look a little bit shaky and, you know, Ronaldo ticks over, gets like a goal in the next two or something like that, then it's going to be quite an easy trade down to Lukaku, who's going to be captain every week, I would imagine, from game week 7. The fixtures are just ridiculous for Chelsea. And like you say, switch for United.
Salah's got Watford in week 8 at home, by the way. So I think that's a no-brainer for week 8. But Lukaku is just a really good option from 7 till 11, especially. The five fixtures are ridiculously good. What was I going to say? I was going to say something about I was going to just come back to how the three premiums is just so much better on fan team, because you get an extra 2 million for it, because Lukaku and Ronaldo are both a million cheaper on fan team than they are on FPL. So suddenly that does make your team look a lot better in the fringe areas. You know what I mean? You can have the likes of a Greenwood over a Saar. You know what I mean? You can have the likes of a Bamford over a Pukki or Tony. You know what I mean? And suddenly you're much happier with your fringes. You know what I mean? Compared to on the FPL, I think the three premiums is a little bit tougher to get to.
Yep, absolutely. Right, anything else to add or say, Josh, before we wrap this up for the week?
No, just to say I've got very little Lukaku again this week. I'm sort of dying on that hill. So I hope Cristiano Ronaldo does really amazingly this week, as well as Sadio Mane. And I hope Lukaku has a bit of a quiet one. What an unpopular opinion to finish there.
Well, I haven't got him in a single team.
I've got him in one, this wildcard team. That is it. So,
but he will be coming into every team for Gaming 7.
In week 7. That's what I mean. Suddenly, mate, we've got to make a decision. Do we need to wildcard in week 7, or is there a way to just get to him? And to be honest, I think if you got Ronaldo in most teams, there's just always going to be a way to get to him. So you could probably save your wildcard. But
I think I'll split it. I think I'll split half into Ronaldo and Lukaku and half into going Ronaldo to Lukaku.
Yeah, I think that sounds really sensible. I'm probably on something similar.
Yeah. Cool. Right. So just a final reminder, the Weekly Monster is open. If you're just joining the stream now, you can go back and listen to us talking about that. But yeah, get involved in these. They're only, what, £1.68 to do it, and you can win some decent cash. But Josh, thank you for joining me as always. And next week, I don't know when we're going to do it next week, because I'm moving house on Thursday and I'll be off Friday as well. So it's going to be complete carnage, but we will try and squeeze one of these in if you're able to. We'll talk about it off air rather than trying to put it in our diary right now. But yeah, have a good weekend. Enjoy the football, and I will see you next week.
You too, mate.